Psychic Radio. WYCD.
HD3 Detroit.
KJAQ.
HD3 Seattle.
WBMX.
HD3 Boston.
And on AOL Radio.
And Yahoo Launchcast.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston. The purpose of Intuitive Soul is to master the path to heart consciousness, and there are three different modalities that I use. Intuitive Counseling, where I guide and support you to become more aware and conscious of your thoughts and feelings, raise and shift your level of consciousness, identify and heal the pain, struggle, and fear that prohibit you, and finally to release you to express the love, joy, and compassion of who you are. Intuitive energy clearing is about ridding you and your space of negative energy, helping you instead to connect with your natural, positive, powerful, and true self, and restoring balance. This often results in higher states of living and being. And Intuitive Soul Radio, right here Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. on the Sky Psychic Radio, and I have a show on my website, intuitivesoul.com, live Thursday evenings. So this is April, and this is the month of change. Now tonight, we have a little bit of a change because tonight we have a guest, which surprisingly, when I decided that this month was going to be about change, I had already booked my guest, but I didn't realize the coincidence or the synchronicity of the fact that we're going to be talking with the founder of the World Change Foundation, Scott Hood. So welcome, Scott.
Hi, Lori. Thank you.
So, and okay, so why don't we talk a little bit about you? How did you get into this? What sort of motivated you? What brought you into this? Tell us about you.
Sure, Lori. When I was a little kid, I wanted to actually change the world and make everybody happy. That was like part of what my goals were, because I was so happy when I was a kid. And I guess I seen a lot of people around me that weren't happy. And it got me thinking, what can I do to make a better world? And so this project that I actually started 40-some years later came up many times over my life, but I wasn't ready to produce it, or I just wasn't in the place to create the project until I was 46 years old. Mm-hmm. And it came and hit me hard, and I said, well, it's now or never. This is my life. And so I took on the project, and that's how it started.
Right. And it's kind of a big project.
Yeah, it's a big project. The goal is really world peace. And yeah, it sounds pretty big, but really it's not that big. World peace actually begins within each one of us. And that's really all we can do as a person is create peace within our heart. Mm-hmm. And with that, that actually creates peace to flow outward. And really, that's all we can do. And hopefully it will catch on, and other people will be creating peace also, which is what people are doing now in the world. There's a lot of people that are promoting peace and change, and I'm happy to see that.
Now, there's a lot of change happening in the world.
Absolutely.
So you have a great name for your foundation, which is Change, which is really what this month has been all about. And even though we are doing a change in our show by having a guest tonight, I will still have a free reading at the end of the show. So stay with us for the whole show so that you can find out how you can get your free reading. So, okay. So tell us a little bit about Scott Hood, though. How did you get to this place? You kind of started in an interesting way.
Yeah, well, I've been playing actually sports all my life, and I turned out to be a golf pro. I've been playing on the tour.
Turned out, huh?
Yeah. Well, really, you know, I've been chasing my love, what I love to do since I was a kid, and I've been blamed for, you know, tooting my own horn and going my own way. And I always felt like that was the natural thing for me to do. And when I tried to go the way of others trying to direct me, it never worked for me. So I played golf as my career, and it actually prepared me quite well for what I'm doing now. It's a very difficult sport, and you have to have a lot of mental strength, a lot of discipline, and, you know, just tons of faith and belief in yourself. Mm-hmm. And this project that I'm doing now, World Peace, calls for all of those things.
Right. And you teach golf, and you teach it in a way that's quite different from your typical golf pro.
Well, I do and I don't. Golf really is a foundation of fundamentals that absolutely must be implemented, but it also is a magical game that is played through belief, faith, and love, and those are the other side of the realm, right? So you need the foundation, but you also need to let go and play like a kid in the freedom of creation, and with that love and trust and faith and not really caring so much, you can actually play at a high level and have fun. And really, that's what golf is all about, is having fun. But a lot of people don't have fun playing because they play in a grown-up way, holding on, fearing, and trying so hard that it becomes extremely difficult and they're not having fun. Right. So I get to teach these people how to bring the kid back in their life and learn how to enjoy what they're doing.
Right, as well as, you know, learning through the stillness.
Yeah, the fundamentals are really what I teach them, and then I can bring the kid back out of them, and they can see that really what I do is the kid is always in us, but we push him away. But the fundamentals, once they're developed and we bring the kid back in, that would be playing at your highest level and enjoying every second of it and actually creating magical things every time you go out and play. There's mm-hmm. magic in golf, just like life. If you just visualize it, put faith in it, you can create it.
Right. But when I talk about the stillness, I mean, stillness is also the place where we go to when we want to create peace within our lives.
Right. Stillness is really what I teach. I mean, everything I do in golf and all my advertisement is stillness in motion.
Right.
And what that means is when we're still in motion, we become machine-like. If you look at machines in the world, they're basically still, but they make a motion, which makes them repeat repetitively over and over exactly the same thing. And most golfers really want to be repeatable so they can put their faith in that.
Right.
And unless you have something that repeats, you're always fearing and doubting your ability. So I have to get that foundation of repeatability, and then letting go as the kid in that creates the magic.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's talk about the World Change Foundation. What exactly are you know, what does the company do?
Well, the company was created actually for kids, to make a difference in the lives of children around the world, to inspire kids to be all they can be and to chase their dreams and not be afraid to go after what they really believe in. And that's really what I've been doing my whole life. And I thought I would create something that would allow others to see that we can do anything as long as we have the faith and we believe in ourselves. And sometimes we have to walk our own path, no matter what our friends and family are saying. You can create it. It's possible. And I'm here to show people that it's possible, invite them to be a part of what we're doing, and
right.
have fun.
Now, CHANGE is actually an acronym, as well as the fact that it is for change, because that's what seems to happen, especially in your life. And once the coin comes to you, which we haven't even talked about yet, but what does the acronym of CHANGE stand for?
Well, it's really funny. CHANGE is like change in your pocket. It's also change in your life. And the coin that we created is a coin, and it actually will change the lives of people around the world by seeing that true change begins within each of us. And it's just a reminder that we are the change. And if we want to see peace in the world, we have to do it within ourselves.
Right. And the acronym for CHANGE is CHILDREN.
Oh, yeah. CHILDREN Have a New Giving Earth. And
right.
It really, that's what the project that we're doing now. It's about kids having a better place to live and actually having a control of what's going to happen in the future, because they are the future. And we want to give them the opportunity to dream a life that I think is better than what we're doing for them.
Mm-hmm. And so what would you like to achieve with the World Change Foundation?
Well, my goal is to take the coin to every country in the world, and that's what I'm doing right now. We launched the coin in a very big way, and it's actually around the world, but now I really have a dream and a goal for myself as an individual is to go around the world and inspire people and give this coin to them to make the changes in the world that we need.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. So you created this World Peace Coin, which is kind of the beginning of the World Change Foundation and Change. So talk about, I guess, the beginning of this coin and how it was made and what
sure.
it represents as well.
Yeah, I love talking about the coin. I've been talking about it for 6 years now. The coin came to me through a struggle in my life, and it was time for change for me. So this is the project that kept coming up in my life. I didn't know exactly it was going to be a world coin, but I knew my life was about the world. It was about coins. And so it finally came together to be the world coin. And it was to actually inspire me to do what I'm here to do on this planet. And once I decided to do the coin, I really could see in my heart and in my whole life that this was a preparation, everything I had done before, to create the World Peace Coin and to take it around the world. It was a big project to tell people about, my friends and family, you know, in the beginning. But once we launched the coin with 32,000 kids, then people started seeing that I was serious. And I think that it's time for change in the world. And the coin is really just a reminder of all the gifts that we've been given in life and the opportunities we have to achieve our own goals and dreams and the opportunities we have to actually bring to others gifts. And that's what the coin's all about, is to see really what we can do.
Right. So what does the coin say? Because that's really the coin came first through a book. Is that right?
It did. I had to write a book before I had the essence of the coin. And that was part of the process of me getting to building this coin. So I wrote a book. It took around 9 months. And some say that it took a birth of 9 months to get the essence of the coin. But one side of the coin says it's a full world coin. So it has the whole world on it, and it says, I am happy, healthy, wealthy, giving, loving, thankful. And on the other side, it says, change begins with me. And it's very powerful coin. It seems to move through the world. It moves through people. It's been magical since the day long before the coin was even created. It was a picture that I had worked on for over a year to create it, and it was moving around the world. Without even being a coin. It was an inspiration with a picture, and it had moved through millions of people. And so it's been pretty profound.
Mm-hmm. And the coin is meant to be worn a specific way in that.
Well, yeah, the coin really has no sides. There's no front or back. It's a full coin, and somewhere with change begins with me on them and somewhere the other side. Mm-hmm. It wasn't meant to have a side. It was meant to actually be a full world coin with two sides, but actually becoming one. And that's how the coin is. When you read both sides, you get the whole gist of it.
Right. And I kind of like the idea, though, of wearing the, you know, what you are onto the inside against your heart, and change begins with me being what the world sees. But to know that, you know, these qualities that are love and.
Yeah, I am does seem to sit on people the most. I am happy, healthy, wealthy, loving, giving, thankful, seems to be sitting on the chest. The pendant, we actually created the pendant to be the first launch, and we had 32,000 produced. We launched it with the kids, so we wanted something that was visible for the first launch, but it will be made into a coin on our next launching of the coin, our next order. So yeah, we're going to have a real coin and the pendant, so you'll have a choice. But the first one, it was a big order. It all came out in a very magical way, and so we went with something that would be very visible for people and for kids.
So not everybody wears them then?
No, I've had people put it on their keychain, and it's really, the coin is a reminder. You can lock it up in the storage, but your mind will go to it because it's actually... it reminds you of the true essence of who we are and what we have and the opportunities we have to change the world.
Right. And that's definitely your vision and where you're wanting to go, is to change the world.
Well, it's really not to change the world. What it is truly is to inspire people to believe in their dreams, not be afraid, and just go for it and enjoy the life they've been given fearlessly. And I want kids to know that they can do anything in this world. And I'm being the kid right now doing that.
Okay, so you have been listening to Scott Hood from the World Change Foundation. And we're going to go to break now. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Psychic Radio. PsychicOnAir.com. The Wake-Up Call with Alan Thom.
Put your hands on either side of his face. Maybe sit on his lap. That might get his attention. And say, honey, you're hurting me.
Yeah.
And I know you don't want to hurt me, but you're hurting me so much that I don't want to come home anymore.
Hi, it's Tom Force. Reverend L. Newman and I are here Monday nights, 7 till 9, primetime Eastern Time in the United States, with Wake Up Call on Psychic Radio.
Psychic Radio. We know you're listening. Life is a journey. Let us be your guide. Reach out on the net now, psychiconair.com.
Look for Psychic Radio on your AOL radio player.
Closing time, open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time, turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time, one last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know.
Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Would you like to feel better than you've ever felt before? Feel more happiness and joy? Discover your true direction in life. Bring forward your innate potential. The Rising Star Healing System helps you do this and more. Heal physical, emotional, and psychological issues. Release trauma, or illness, and quite simply transform your life. The Rising Star is the most complementary healing system available today. To find a practitioner to learn more about the Rising Star can bring into your life, mind, and spirit back into balance, visit my sponsor, www.sq-wellness.com. That's sq-wellness.com. I'm also a Rising Star practitioner. Okay, so we are back with Scott Hood, who is the founder of the World Change Foundation. And we've been talking about a little bit about the foundation. We've been talking a little bit about the coin, which I think is amazing. So why don't you tell us, I guess, really the launch of the coin happened with Free the Children. Talk about that, who they are, what they did, and how you sort of became involved and how that sort of all came together.
Absolutely. I know you've heard of the law of attraction, and this project actually is the law of attraction at its highest level. I wanted to bring this coin into the world to a big audience of young people with pure hearts that want to change the world. And a year after that wish was sent out, we actually launched the coin with Free the Children. 32,000 student leaders from across Canada that donated a year of their time to change the world. Yes. And those are the kids the coin actually was brought to. And I also wanted to give one to the Dalai Lama, and he ended up being our guest, the guest speaker, special guest speaker. And we had Robert Kennedy Jr., we had the Jonas Brothers, we had Jane Goodall, Mia Farrow. It was more than I could ever ask for as far as the law of attraction is concerned. The coins just brought magic from that point on. Now it's on its way around the world, and we're just having so much fun with it.
Mm-hmm. So it's been quite a big launch, and we're about to do another launch.
Well, yeah, we are. My true goal was to launch it on Earth Day in 2008. And that didn't happen. The law of attraction didn't bring Earth Day to me. It brought Free the Children. And so after we launched it last year on September 29th, we thought we would relaunch again for Earth Day, because the coin really is a humanitarian coin that we want to raise money for schools, organizations, for anybody that's actually trying to make a difference in the world. And for the world and the lives of children. We want it to create projects and help everyone. That's how we want to move it around the world, through kids and organizations.
Right. So tomorrow is Earth Day, April 22nd.
Yeah. Tomorrow's Earth Day. And yeah, the launch is, it's a very simple launch. We're just, the coin's already around the world. It's just not everywhere around the world. So we're sending a letter out to as many people as we can through all the media outlets that we have, and the lists go on and on. And this letter is to invite people. I've been writing this letter for 3 years, believe it or not, and it's an invitation to the world to be a part of world peace. And we hope that everyone sees that this world is their world, and that we all really inside, I know, would love to have a peaceful world. And so when this letter gets to you, read it. It's very simple. We would love to get everyone a coin in the world, but if that's not possible, we want people to send this letter to their friends and family or list or anyone that they think would or could use this coin, because it's a very inspirational tool. And it really does help people see that the power to change and to be what they want to be really lies within them. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people in the world are reaching out for help. And not that I don't think there's a lot of help on the outside, but we actually have to look on the inside to see where the true problems lie, and get a positive attitude and see that we can actually do anything.
Mm-hmm. So I guess with the big launch that you had on...
we launched on September 29th,
right.
And October 5th here in Toronto, Canada.
Okay.
It was two mega launches that were... they're actually on the website. If you go to the World Change Foundation, you can watch it on CTV Live. Just amazing. I was actually looking at it today thinking, how did I do that? Because there's just so many kids. And to really pull this launch off, it was a miracle, honestly.
Right. And you have lots of testimonials on the site, but you got a special testimonial just the other day, which I think is quite beautiful. You may as well share with everyone.
Yeah, I was having a day the other day, and I was thinking, I'll be honest, I was going, how come no one sent me any emails in the last couple of days? And as soon as I said that, I got a ring on my iPhone, and I opened it up to read it. And I'll read it for you today. It's a young girl that actually received the coin, and she writes, after receiving this inspirational coin as a gift from We Day 2009, I have worn it almost every day. Every time I read the inscripted message, I remember the amazing power I have to create change in a world so much bigger than I am. Thank you for this amazing gift. It may look like just a piece of round metal, but it holds the power to unlock all the potential in every human being. Thank you again so very much. So when I get things like that, I mean, really, when I first did the coin, I said to myself, if it helps one person in the world, it would be worth it for me to do. And believe it or not, we've had thousands of people that have made unbelievable comments, and I haven't actually received one bad comment from the coin. It really does bring positive change.
And it brings change to a lot of places that it goes into.
It does. It seems to go where change is needed. And it does a really good job of bringing positive change to places that aren't really in a positive place. And I've seen it work in many ways that way. Sometimes it's good and sometimes it doesn't seem good, but it always ends up being something brilliant, even when we're looking at it and it doesn't seem so good. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay, so Earth Day tomorrow, you're doing a bunch of different things. So you have a letter that's going to be going around. I mean, the idea was that you would get this out to schools and to children. That's your main focus.
Right. We want to use the coin as a fundraiser to raise money for school projects, projects for overseas, projects for food, anything that kids are doing to make the world better. We want to have the coin basically being used as a donational coin or a fundraising tool to get it around the world and to inspire people that it goes to.
Right. Yeah. So
they can buy or donate, right, and receive a world coin. The coin is actually very well done. It's a bronze coin that's deep cut and very heavy. It's a very treasured, actually, coin. Everybody that has it, they grab onto it, and there's a substance there. It was done at a very high level. I wanted something that no one would ever throw away, and they would see that the coin really carries the true essence of who we are, even though it's a reminder, but it's a very special one that you're happy to have. Mm-hmm. Seems to be been very well received by everybody.
And again, on the outside, it says, change begins with me.
Yeah, change begins with me. A very powerful statement that is true and will probably always be true. We need to make steps to make a change.
Right.
People aren't actually creating change when you're asking them to. It's time for all of us to actually make that change.
Right. And, okay, so you also have, with this letter, there's a bunch of different projects that are happening, and there's a bunch of different things that are getting launched, specifically starting tomorrow and going to.
Yeah, we're launching Project Change, and what it is Children Have a New Giving Earth, but we're launching it with free websites for kids to create projects that will change the world. And it really is their project, whatever they want to do to make a difference in the world. And so we're allowing kids to dream big, create a project, and those projects will be voted on. And the one that's actually the best, partial proceeds from the coin will fund these projects so we can actually continue to do this in the future over and over and create projects that are unbelievable.
Right. And that's beginning with a website with kids, whether they do it through their school or whether they're doing it individually, but it's all about them coming to a place of wanting to create some change.
Right. I mean, it's not just kids either. Anybody can actually start a change project website and create their own dream, their own world change vision. And right. That's what we want. We want everybody to do something fun and big and not be afraid and see if they can do it, because I think that's why we're here. Right. To do something brilliant.
And we're talking with Scott Hood from the World Change Foundation. We're going to go to break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Psychic Radio. 24 hours a day. Reach out from beyond to your ears. On the web now. Log on to psychiconair.com. Your spiritual well-being is our concern. This is Psychic Radio. Powered online by AOL at psychiconair.com. We know you're listening.
How far will you go? How deep is your love? Your body's bruised and on fire. Can't stop the world, can't stop desire. Turn around, but I can't turn around. Some days I can see the future. Some days you seem so far. I don't know what I was thinking. I've been gone too long. I've been gone too long.
The life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Intuitive Soul with your host, Lori Houston, is helping you to master a path to heart consciousness through intuitive counseling by looking at our relationships, from our relationships with ourselves, with others, to even our relationship with money, and through clearing our energy so that we remove the obstacles that prohibit us from living the life we want. Intuitive Soul will discuss all of this each week, Wednesday nights, right here, 7 p.m. on the Sky. I invite you to join me for a live call-in show. to answer your questions each week and intuitively at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Now, tonight we are having a little bit of a change, even though this month is all about change. And we're talking with Scott Hood from the World Change Foundation. And so we talked about the coin. We've talked about Project Change that is starting tomorrow, Earth Day. But you also have some other projects. But I guess with Project Change, which starts tomorrow, it's websites for kids and it's ways to raise money. You are starting off with a series of videos?
We've been making videos all week about just to let people know what Project Change is and really what we're trying to do with the coin. We want to move the coin around the world, and that's really what it is to inspire people and raise money for kids.
And so it will be on your website as well as on YouTube?
They should be up tomorrow. That's our goal, is to launch on Earth Day. So
All of them are just starting each day?
Well, we'll have the first video up tomorrow.
Right.
And then we'll hopefully put on one video a day for the next few days so we can get people to understand exactly what we're doing. But it's all in the letter. You can go on the website. You can look at what we're doing.
Tomorrow, not yet.
Yeah, well, the website's up. It's been up for It's been up since we launched the coin. So everything is on the website. We're just doing this Project Change because I've been going into the schools, and the coin was sprinkled across the country just to the kids that came to the show. And now it's time to bring it into the schools and actually get all the kids involved in doing something special.
Right. And the idea is that it begins on April 22nd and it ends?
It ends on December 22nd, 2012.
Right. So when the whole world is in the midst of change.
Well, they say the world might end, but I say it's just going to change.
Yeah, I don't think the world is ending. I don't think we need to put that fear into anybody. Anybody on this show would be talking about the world ending, although there might be some conspiracy shows, I'm not sure. So, right. And you also have a song that is really what the coins.
Yeah, we created a song. A friend of mine, he's a singer-songwriter. Actually, he wrote a lot of songs for the Bare Naked Ladies. And a very good friend of mine, I told him the words of the coin, and we ended up creating a song. And now we want to create a project with the song, which will be a YouTube project where we can get, my goal is to get over 1 million people singing the song on YouTube. And so that's a project that's in the works. I'm actually seeing him on Friday to see where we go as far as getting this done. But it'll be a project where you sit down and open up the YouTube, and you'll be sitting like in a studio, and you'll just sing along with someone that's guiding you. And then you'll upload your MP3 and it'll go on the master with millions of people.
Probably an MP4 because
or whatever.
Video,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I'm not the computer guy. Yeah,
right. Cool. And that's a pretty cool idea.
Yeah, we want to actually bring the coin and the words of the coin not only through your eyes but through your ears, through your heart, because that's really what it is. It's a coin that represents a reflection of who we are.
Mm-hmm. And you also have a project called World Walk.
Yeah, World Walk for Peace is it's a project about inviting someone that you haven't seen in a while, someone that you might have had a falling out with, just someone that you don't know why you're mad at, and it's probably 20 years later. It could be like, I know a lot of people in my life that I see are angry at their parents or brothers or something, and my goal was to have people come together, because really that's where the peace is needed first in the world, is in your own family. And that's where it starts. And it really starts with each one of us. So you'll get two coins, you'll take someone for a walk, you'll talk about whatever the problem was. I'm sure it's already forgotten, but it's time to at least heal yourself by taking this person for a walk and maybe apologizing or whatever, whether you're right or wrong, it doesn't matter. The pain of just that anger and animosity over that time is really hurting each of us. Mm-hmm. And so the coin is there to heal And whether you're friends again with this person, it doesn't matter. It's about healing yourself and bringing that to the world. And that's what World Walk for Peace is all about.
Nice. And you also have a global campaign for world peace.
Yes. And this is really what we want to do is I want everybody that's listening and everybody in the world to see that we are the ones that are going to make the change. There's nobody out there that is going to help us. And all we can do as an individual is be the change that we want to see. And Gandhi said it best, and he's and everybody quotes that saying, be the change you want to see in the world. And he was right. It's really up to each of us. And the coin is there to remind us that every day that we are the change that's needed. And so be the change. What do you want in the world? Because you're the change, and you have to make those steps. And so I just believe the coin is there to remind us of all the things we've been given and all the opportunities that we have to make a positive change and change somebody's life.
Right. And so you're opening it up to really as an invitation to the world.
Yes, this is something that I know how big it sounds. And yeah, 3 years ago, I'm like, God, I'm going to write an invitation to the world. For world peace. And yes, that's what this letter is all about. It turned out I couldn't find anyone that would write it for me, so I had to write it myself. But it really is an invitation for all of us to see that each one of us play our part in world peace. And it really isn't that big of a deal. All we have to do is go inside and listen to our hearts, because that's where the peace lies in the world, and let that out. And watch world peace come. And I know it's possible, because I believe anything is possible in the world. If you believe in it hard enough and have the faith, anything's possible. And well, we'll see what happens in the next year and a half, because the coin's going around the world and the letter's going out. And I wish everyone to be a part of this, because we are already. We are anyway.
Mm-hmm. So you're really asking... You know, anybody who wants to be a part of this can be, whether it's just selling or whether it's promoting and supporting, and whether it's, you know, being somebody who is a sponsor.
Right.
Some of these coins to be.
Well, yeah, anybody that wants to, I'm looking for organizations, nonprofits and charities to actually use the coin to raise money for causes that are going to make the world better. I mean, really. We're the World Change Foundation, and my goal is to get organizations using this coin around the world, raising money for kids, raising money for projects that make the world a better place, and also in doing that, the message that is needed in the world that is on the coin is being spread, and that's, I think, a brilliant idea that was given to me to bring to the world. I mean, it came through me. It's actually a much bigger than me. I'm just here helping move this coin, and it's been a lot of fun for me to be a part of a project like that.
Mm-hmm. And since we're coming into Earth Day, and we seem to have gone through quite a shift in Earth changes in this past, well, beginning this year, and so I think, you know, that's a good place to start with, you know, helping those places that are going through major earth changes to get some, you know, some relief and some money going towards them.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in the world right now that don't have any money, and there's a big struggle going on, and charities especially are really having a hard time making money for their causes. So the World Peace Coin is something that is so easy to sell or have donations. When you see the coin, it was created for each person. It was created from love for everyone in the world. And when you look at it, it's kind of hard not to say, I want one of those, because it just has that special attachment to each of us. And so it helps people raise money and bring good to the world.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a nice connection to make, so that people aren't just giving for a donation, they're also getting something in return, which a lot of places that are doing charity work are not necessarily giving something in return that's this powerful and meaningful.
Right. My whole company is really based on through giving we shall receive. And it's not religious in any way. It's about giving. It's about seeing what I can do to make a difference in the world. And through that, I will also be receiving through others giving. And that's the way that my company works. And so we want to actually not really sell the coin, but gift it to people that are donating, because through their giving, they will receive a world peace coin that will stay with them forever and remind them daily.
Right. Okay. So we're listening to Scott Hood from the World Change Foundation. We're going to go to break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com. Across the Veil with April Lugo.
Join April Lugo each Tuesday night at 7 for Across the Veil. Across the Veil is a show that promises to be a unique experience as April connects and communicates with those who are across the veil. April receives guidance and wisdom from the ancients, angels, masters, teachers, and guides, as well as hearing messages from those who have preceded us across the veil, family, friends, and loved ones alike. The program is an excellent opportunity for you to hear from those who are across the veil. April will be answering questions and giving insight. That's the main reason for the program. Across the Veil at 7 Tuesday on the Sky.
Look up to the sky. Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky. Reach out. NewSkyRadio.com.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
The purpose of Intuitive Soul is to master the path to heart consciousness, and there are three different modalities I use. Intuitive counseling, where I guide and support you to become aware and conscious of your thoughts and feelings, raise and shift your level of consciousness, identify and heal the pain, struggle, and fear that prohibit you, and finally to assist you to express the love, joy, and compassion of who you are. Intuitive energy clearing is about ridding you and your space of negative energy, helping you instead to connect with your natural, positive, powerful, and true self, and restoring balance. This often results in fresh, higher states of living and being. And Intuitive Soul Radio, Wednesday nights right here at 7 p.m. on The Sky. And I also have a show on my website, intuitivesoul.com, live on Thursday evenings. So we are talking with Scott Hood, who is the founder of the World Change Foundation. And we've been talking about this incredible coin and the fact that you are very ambitious in trying to bring peace to the world. You have a few events coming up. One is Miracle Share. Talk about that.
Yeah, Miracle Sharing is a group of people that get together and they talk about the miracles that they have. They get together once a month, and they're actually all over Canada, and I think there's some in the United States too. It's just a group of people coming together and talking about their miracles. Nice. And so we have actually a big one coming up with 200 plus people, and I've been asked to speak about the coin, and which is really a miracle for me. So I'm looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm. And you also have a miracle in Venice Beach, California.
Well, it's really not my miracle. The coin seemed to go to Venice Beach, and it's been there three times. And one of the people that lives in Venice Beach, right on the boardwalk, actually, it's a homeless guy that was homeless, and now he's actually feeding 300 people on the beach every day.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah, it's just amazing. And then they called me up and asked me if I would come down to speak on, I think it's July 24th. They're having a two-day event. They're having 50 bands. They're having hundreds of vendors and thousands of people. And they want me to come down and talk about the coin. But that's not the miracle on the beach. The miracle on the beach is something that is going actually across California, where people are hearing that there's a miracle on the beach in Venice Beach. And I just thought, well, why is the coin asking me to come down here and speak? And really, it is a miracle. And so I'm doing everything I can to actually make that that date and have a little fun and talk about the coin and actually raise some money for the homeless, because they actually have a walk for the homeless and 50 bands, and it would be fun. I think a good place to launch the coin again.
Yes. Well, I can imagine that that is an interesting place, and I would imagine that they probably have quite a few of homeless, probably more than we do here in Toronto. Although maybe in the summer we can compete with them. But yeah, I would imagine that Venice Beach probably is a little bit warmer than here.
Well, I've never been there, so I'm actually looking forward to it.
Yeah, I would imagine it'd be pretty interesting, but I also imagine that it's quite a daunting task for this man who feeds them.
Yeah, feeding
people.
All these people every day, it's just almost it's a miracle in themselves. And I think what the miracle is people are coming from all over the place to get fed because there's no food.
Right.
And actually, they have a lot of rich people right there. It's
sure.
It's like the rich and the poor. So
sure.
You never know who you're going to meet. And so I'm thinking I might go down there and meet a lot of great people, whether they're homeless or whether they're not.
Yes. Talk about the magic of this coin. There's a lot of things that have been happening.
Yeah, the coin really is true magic, and it was born from magic, and it continues to be magical every day. There's a story in everywhere it goes, every person it touches, and I'm just sitting here watching it. And actually, sometimes I laugh because I get to see things that are so unbelievable, and sometimes I could cry. But the coin finds its way, and I don't push it because when I do, it actually stops. So it has a life of its own. It's been going around the world, touching different companies, different people, and I'm getting calls from around the world that I wouldn't even expect that are totally inspired by this coin, and it's helping them. And it makes me feel so good, and I'm just looking forward to keep moving it around the world and seeing what's coming up.
Mm-hmm. And so again, you know, inviting the world to partake in this venture of yours.
Yeah, it's really not a venture of mine. Everybody wants world peace. The coin is here to remind people that peace is going to come from within each of us. And everyone's pointing fingers, war, you know, all this stuff. It doesn't happen from the person over there in that country. It will only happen from the person inside of each of us. And that's what the coin is there to remind us. We're the change that's needed in the world. And when we actually see that and start making that change, we'll see the world change.
Mm-hmm. And your goal again is?
To move the coin around the world, to inspire people to be all they can be, and to remind them that they truly are the change that's needed. And when we each have peace in our hearts, we will see the peace in the world.
Right.
And I hope everyone will have one of these coins. That's really my true goal, because when I created it, it was created for each person on the planet.
Which is a very large...
It is.
...goal. But how can people find out more information?
Well, they can just go to our website, theworldchangefoundation.com, and log in and take a look and see what we are doing and see if you want to be a part of it. I mean, really, just having a coin, you'll see if you had a coin, you'll be inspired. And most people that have a coin love to give the coin. And sometimes they give their coin, and that tells me this coin is working its magic. It's through giving. And it's an amazing and incredible feeling for me to, again, to be a part of this.
And you have a short little clip on your website that does have, you know, the coin on it, so people can definitely get a nice view of...
Oh, absolutely. You can actually go into YouTube on the World Peace Coin and watch the video, or you can go into our site. The video's on our site also, and we have the coin on there. The packaging is extremely beautiful. The whole thing was put together to be precious, so you can really see the preciousness that lives in all of us.
Right. Well, Scott, I wish you all the best, and I'm sure, you know, we will have you back again at some point to talk about some of the different changes that are going on with the World Change Foundation. And this is Lori Houston from intuitivesoul.com. I encourage you to visit me online. I do email and phone consultations, readings, remote healing, and clearing for personal, home, and businesses. And I have a weekly online radio show every Thursday evening on my site, intuitivesoul.com. Tomorrow, April 22nd, I have David Watson from AskTheWillows.com to talk about some of the earth changes that are going on. I also have a free offer for the sixth person. So the sixth person to email me telling me when their birthday is. Email me at Lori@IntuitiveSoul.com. That's Lori, L-A-U-R-I-E, @IntuitiveSoul.com. Be the sixth person to tell me when your birthday is. May love and joy be your guides to creating the life you desire. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.